Benvenuti alla 30ª lezione di Pimsleur Inglese Americano 1.
Katie and Charles are in a restaurant. Listen to this conversation.
Katie, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York a lot.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
In English, how do you say
parola?
Word. The word.
Here's how to say
quella parola
in English. Listen and repeat.
That word. That. That word.
Say
quella parola è una parola inglese.
That word? It's an English word. An English word.
Ask.
Che vuol dire quella parola?
What does that word mean?
Try to ask.
Come si dice?
How do you say?
Say again.
Quella parola.
That word. That word.
Ask.
Come si dice quella parola?
How do you say that word?
In inglese?
In English.
Ask.
Come si dice quella parola in inglese?
How do you say that word in English?
Now say.
È una parola inglese.
It's an English word.
Ask.
Che vuol dire?
What does that mean?
Try to say,
siamo italiani.
We're Italian.
Lei vuole dire, siamo qui da alcune settimane. Dica, siamo qui.
We've been here.
Da alcune settimane.
For a few weeks.
Ask,
quanto tempo?
How long?
Da quanto tempo siete qui?
How long have you been here?
Answer,
da alcune settimane.
For a few weeks.
And how do you say,
siamo qui da ieri?
We've been here since yesterday.
Now say,
restiamo.
We're going to stay.
Say,
restiamo per alcuni giorni.
We're going to stay for a few days.
Say,
non abbiamo molto tempo.
We don't have a lot of time.
Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York?
Sì, mi piace New York.
Yes, I like New York.
Vuole restare?
You want to stay?
Quanto tempo?
How long?
Quanti giorni?
How many days?
Per una settimana. Usi il numero.
For 1 week.
Say,
non c'è male.
That's not bad.
Say again.
Siamo qui da ieri.
We've been here since yesterday.
Now ask,
che ha fatto ieri?
What did you do yesterday?
Here is how to say,
ha comprato qualcosa?
Listen and repeat.
Did you buy anything? Anything. Anything. Did you buy anything?
Faccia attenzione che si dice anything riferendosi a qualcosa.
How do you ask?
Ha comprato qualcosa?
Did you buy anything?
Ask.
Che cosa ha comprato?
What did you buy?
Ask.
Ha comprato un giornale americano?
Did you buy an American newspaper?
Answer.
Ho comprato.
I bought.
Ecco come si dice molte cose.
Listen and repeat.
A lot of things. 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 A lot of things.
Ho comprato un giornale americano.
I bought an American newspaper.
Per mio marito.
For my husband.
Say,
ho comprato un giornale per lui.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Ask.
E lei?
And you?
Ask.
Che cosa ha fatto ieri?
What did you do yesterday?
Ask.
Ha comprato qualcosa?
Did you buy anything?
Ask him if he bought a lot of things.
Did you buy a lot of things?
Ha comprato qualcosa per sua moglie?
Did you buy anything for your wife?
Ha comprato del vino per lei?
Did you buy some wine for her? For her.
Ascolti questa risposta breve.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Now say,
non ho bisogno di niente.
I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
Try to say,
non compro niente.
I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not going to buy anything.
Non voglio comprare niente.
I don't want to buy anything.
And now try to say,
Non compriamo niente.
We're not going to buy anything. We're not going to buy anything.
Non vogliamo comprare niente.
We don't want to buy anything. We don't want to buy anything.
E voi? Si ricordi che la parola per lei e voi è la stessa in inglese.
And you?
Avete comprato qualcosa?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Try to say,
Abbiamo comprato molte cose.
We bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
Siamo qui da ieri.
We've been here since yesterday. Since yesterday.
Say,
Siamo qui da alcuni giorni.
We've been here for a few days. For a few days.
E abbiamo comprato molte cose.
And we bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
Quando?
When?
Ieri.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Say,
non male.
Not bad.
Ecco come si dice, siete arrivati.
Listen and repeat.
You arrived. 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 You arrived.
How do you say
siete arrivati?
You arrived.
Siete arrivati?
Listen and repeat.
Did you arrive? Arrive. Did you arrive?
Now try to ask.
Quando siete arrivati?
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
Try to say,
Siamo arrivati ieri.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Ha pronunciato il suono finale della D nella parola arrived? Ripeta dopo aver ascoltato.
Did arrive, arrived. Did arrive, arrived.
Say again.
Siamo arrivati ieri.
We arrived yesterday.
Adesso dica ieri mattina.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday morning. Morning. Morning.
Si ricorda come si dice buongiorno?
Good morning. Morning.
How do you say
ieri mattina?
Yesterday morning. Morning.
Ask
quando siete arrivati?
When did you arrive?
Ask
quando siete arrivati a New York?
When did you arrive in New York? Arrive in New York. When did you arrive in New York?
How do you say
siete arrivati?
You arrived. You arrived.
Ask
quando siete arrivati negli Stati Uniti?
When did you arrive in the United States? In the United States. When did you arrive in the United States?
Siamo arrivati ieri.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Say,
siamo arrivati ieri mattina.
We arrived yesterday morning. We arrived yesterday morning.
Try to say,
sono arrivata.
I arrived. I arrived.
Sono arrivata a New York.
I arrived in New York. In New York.
Con la mia famiglia.
With my family.
Say,
con i miei tre figli, riferendosi alla parola figli in generale.
With my three children. With my three children.
How do you say?
Con i miei due figli maschi.
With my two boys.
Mia figlia piccola.
My little girl.
E mio marito.
And my husband. And my husband.
Siamo arrivati insieme.
We arrived together. We arrived together.
Ask,
a che ora?
At what time?
Answer,
siamo arrivati alle 8.
We arrived at 8 o'clock. We arrived at 8 o'clock.
Say,
sono arrivata ieri mattina.
I arrived yesterday morning. I arrived yesterday morning.
Sono arrivata alle 9.
I arrived at 9 o'clock. I arrived at 9 o'clock.
Ask.
E lei? Quando è arrivato a New York?
And you? When did you arrive in New York? When did you arrive in New York?
Answer.
Ieri.
Yesterday. I arrived yesterday.
Answer.
Siamo arrivati ieri.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Restiamo.
We are going to stay.
Per una settimana, usi il numero.
For 1 week. For 1 week.
E poi partiamo.
And then we're going to leave. And then we're going to leave.
How do you say
domani?
Tomorrow.
Now try to say
partiamo domani mattina.
We are going to leave tomorrow morning. We are going to leave tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York?
Say that, yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I like New York.
Ma non abbiamo molto tempo.
But we don't have a lot of time.
E partiamo.
And we're going to leave.
Domani mattina.
Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she bought anything.
Did you buy anything?
She says that she bought a lot of things.
I bought a lot of things.
Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy?
Answer.
Un giornale americano.
An American newspaper.
Per mio marito.
For my husband.
Say,
ho comprato un giornale per lui.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
E ho comprato qualcosa?
And I bought something.
Per il mio amico.
For my friend.
Partiamo domani mattina.
We're going to leave tomorrow morning.
Adesso ascolti questa conversazione in inglese.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Fine, thanks. When did you arrive in New York?
My wife and I arrived yesterday, and tomorrow we're going to Washington, D.C.
Then would you and your wife like to have dinner with me tonight at 8 o'clock?
Yes, we would. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Listen again.
Hello, Anna. How are you?
Fine, thanks. When did you arrive in New York?
My wife and I arrived yesterday, and tomorrow we're going to Washington, D.C.
Then would you and your wife like to have dinner with me tonight at 8 o'clock?
Yes, we would. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
Questa lezione di inglese americano 1 include esercizi di lettura. Se preferisce fare subito gli esercizi, prende il suo libretto di lettura e lo apre alla pagina della 30ª lezione.
Read number 1.
This is Tom Small.
2.
But he's not small, he's big.
3.
His wife is Pam Small.
4.
And this is the Small family.
5.
The Small family is a big family.
6.
The Smalls have 5 children.
7.
The small children are little.
8.
But Mr. and Mrs. Small are big.
9.
The small family has big smalls.
10.
And little smalls.
11.
The small family needs a big car.
12.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Small.
13. Questa è la lezione finale di inglese americano 1. Se non avesse ancora cominciato gli esercizi di lettura, può farlo adesso. Questa è stata una presentazione della Simon & Schuster Audio.